Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Julia Wittup with Talk Story Radio, and today we have with us Rachel Archelaus, and she is the founder of the Intuitive Art Academy and the author of several books on intuition, and she's going to talk to us today about how you can boost your intuition by learning the language of your higher self. So, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I'm glad to have you. So, tell us, how can we boost our intuition?
Yeah, so intuitive art is a visual way to access your intuition and the wisdom from your higher self. And what's so cool about it and different about it is that you do it outside of you. So I think most people can recall times when their intuition was working and when they got that, you know, yes or no in their body to do something or to not do something. But I found that a lot of people don't actually trust that enough to make a decision. So Yes, some people hear their intuition, but they don't always follow through. And it's because it's inside of us, and we just don't always trust what's going on inside of us. So intuitive art puts that process on the outside of you, and you actually, it's really not much to do with art, except that you're drawing and scribbling, and you're doing it with your eyes closed, so you don't have to be an artist to do this. It's just a way of putting that information outside of you and with your eyes closed so that you can trust what you get. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I was wondering how can you still, it's still coming from inside of you. But if you have your eyes closed, you're thinking it's more like
it's
you
like,
can detach more from it.
Yeah, it's like the security that you get when you're pulling from an oracle deck or having a tarot reading. It's like the bigger part of you is really the one picking the card or picking the color.
Mm-hmm.
And with intuitive art, it's the colors that have the meaning. And so if you learn it and you'll learn what each color means to you. And so when you're done with your drawing, you look at your colors, you open your eyes and you can see what it means. So it also gives your intuition a bigger language to talk to you with. Besides just yes or no, it's actually, you know, all over. You can talk back and forth and ask clarifying questions, and it's more like reading a book than just getting that yes or no.
So your eyes are closed when you pick the color even?
Yes.
Okay. Because I see this one you're holding up. Almost looks like a plant, and there's actually green on the leaves, and I'm thinking, did she pick that while she was had her eyes closed? I guess so, huh?
Yeah. It's all blind, yeah.
Wow. How cool. So, tell us more.
Okay. So, do you want me to tell you how I found out that this works? Because it's kind of a funny story. I was a really creative kid, and I was 11 years old, and I was painting the top of a box for my mom for her birthday. And I looked down at this little abstract painting, and it was just a black cross on top with like four quadrants, and each quadrant was filled with a different shade of coral, like an orangey pink color.
Uh-huh.
And when I was looking at it, this thing popped into my head. And what it said was, your mom is compartmentalizing her problems. And so I thought, well, that's weird. I don't really know what that means. So I went to her and I said, Mom, does this make sense to you? And she said, yes. And, you know, kind of explained a little bit about how she was going through a lot. And she didn't want to burden her, you know, my father or us kids with what she was dealing with, and so she kind of put on a happy face, and so she was taken aback visibly. I was a little bit as well, like thinking, where did this voice come from? And so over the next 10 years, as I was a teenager, I tried more experiments. I did this, I did more painting, more drawing, and more knowing would come into me about what the drawing meant. And I also realized that it correlated with the colors. And so each color, the pattern of it really identified itself. So for me, orange is a mental color. It's like a thinking color. And black means separation. And so that original painting started really making sense when every time orange showed up, it was thinking, and every time black showed up, it was separation. So I, you know, noticed, I made a color sheet, so I wrote down all the colors and what they meant. And in my early 20s, I wondered if anyone could learn this. And it turns out that they can.
Is that just what they meant to you? Is each person have a different?
Yes, each person has their own color sheet. And in the, I give away a free class, and I bring people through a meditation to get their own color sheet.
Oh, okay. And is that class on your website?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Just mention right now, and I'll ask you again at the end of the interview, where is your website?
You can go to intuitiveart.com. And right at the top is a link for the free class. And then there's more information about everything on that site as well.
Okay. Great. Okay, sorry. Go ahead with the story.
It's okay. So when I realized that anyone can do this, and it wasn't just a special gift that I had, I started teaching people. And I learned that within, you know, an hour, 90 minutes, everyone can learn how to do this and get really accurate information from their higher self or their intuition. And I mean, I've taught this to hundreds of people in person now and thousands online, and it's amazing that everyone can pick it up just easily. It's just an innate skill that everyone has. So
it's
pretty cool.
Just like intuition, it's part of our makeup.
Exactly. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, and you can ask questions about anything. You can ask about your inner emotional state, like my mom's. You can ask about, you know, to show you patterns of relationships or patterns that you have that are hard to break. You can ask information about the future even and your past. And it's really just a way to access that, like, higher knowledge that your intuition comes from, to get that kind of decoded to you plainly in a drawing.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And do you have any kind of suggestions for questions for people to ask themselves?
I do, yeah. In the free class, we go through some questions together. It's always good to start with an easy one to decode. So it's kind of like, you know, with Google, if you go to Google and you ask a really vague question like, what is soul purpose? You're going to get, you know, billions of answers, and they may or may not answer you and, you know, help you out. But if you go and ask a really specific question, then you'll get a really specific answer that will help you out. So you just want to make sure that what you're asking is as specific as possible.
Oh, okay. Because that way you'll get a more specific answer.
Yeah, it'll be easier to read.
Okay. Wow. That sounds fascinating. So can you, well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I can talk a little bit about the process because I don't know if that's been so clear yet. So basically, how you do it is it's three steps. The first step is picking your question or your intention. And then the second step is you close your eyes and you let your hands do all the drawing work. So you have your piece of paper in front of you. You have your crayons or your pastels on the side of your dominant hand. And it happens really quickly. So with 30 to 60 seconds normally will be enough time to complete a drawing, because your hand is going to do all the work. It's going to pick the color. It's going to scribble something on your page. And then you're going to be done. And you may pick one color. You may pick five colors. It's really whatever is right for your answer will happen. And then you open your eyes and you see what colors are there, and then you get to see what the answer is. So it's really quick. You can do the entire process and really get a good, thorough understanding in less than 5 minutes.
And how do you keep yourself from, like, not drawing a house or a tree? You know, the standard things that little kids draw.
Yep. So basically, in the class, we use this analogy of putting your brain in your hand. So a lot of intuitives and artists and stuff, they really would like to control the process and draw what's in their head, right? Like draw a tree or draw a house. But if you just let your hand do all the work, so in your head, you could have a conversation with someone else. You could be thinking about television that night. You could think about what you're going to make for dinner. Your hand is really going to do all the work. So you don't want to draw anything in your head. You just let your hand pick a color, change color, and then stop. And then your drawing will be exactly what it needs to be.
Okay.
I know, it sounds pretty weird, but it works.
Does anyone ever get frozen and just can't do anything?
Once in a while. I just I did a retreat in Connecticut a couple months ago, and one woman, she thought that her hand was going to start moving on its own, like that she didn't actually still have to move her hand over to the colors. And that's, she froze up pretty good there, but within a couple of minutes, we got her drawing. So, yeah, sometimes people freeze up. Sometimes they get nervous, but it always works out in the end.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can see why she would think that. Because you'd think, okay, then if I'm not going to be involved, I can't be trying to control it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's amazing, like, you kind of think about how sometimes we'll drive to the store or to work and not remember getting there.
Yeah.
Right? So our bodies are really good on autopilot, and that's kind of what's happening here. It's like you're still, you know, controlling your body, but you're just not doing it from that conscious part of your brain.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Driving's a perfect example. We do that all the time on automatic pilot. I've moved and kept driving back to the old house for a while.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay, so, all right. So you don't consider this therapy, though?
Well, it's very therapeutic. We don't call it therapy because there's a lot of connotations with that, of therapy and all sorts of other things. And every intuitive artist around the world, because there are a lot of other people who are certified to do this with clients, they use it in different ways. So I like just keeping it intuitive art and letting everyone use it in their own way, even though it is very therapeutic in itself and could definitely be called therapy.
Okay.
We actually have some therapists using this with their clients and in their work, so it definitely has a place there as well.
I was wondering about that because I'm a therapist, and it seems like it could be really helpful.
It is, yeah. The therapist, she uses it with her clients in session, and she also will do this to gain insight into their predicaments and their emotional states on her own before sessions. So she uses it both ways.
Oh, I see, like you did for your mom.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's very fascinating.
Yeah, I was on track to become a licensed art therapist. I went to school for psychology and I was going to continue that route. But when I got there, it's very demanding and expensive to get that master's in art therapy. And so I kind of had a decision to make, like, well, I'm kind of already doing something like that. So, you know, do I need to go back to school and spend $70,000? Exactly. And the program was so intensive that I really wouldn't have been able to have my own business on the side. So it was a big decision to make.
Yeah. Yeah. And the only reason I could see to do it is to get insurance, and then you're off, and we won't even go into that on there.
Yeah, no, that's also really big.
To get insurance, you have to diagnose people, and that's the part I had a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to diagnose people as having something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Because there usually isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But to get insurance, you have to do that.
Wow. Yeah, there was a lot that I really didn't agree with. And I kind of worried, honestly, that if I did go, you know, to get licensure, and that I would just be breaking all the rules in sessions anyway. So I would always be worried about having my license revoked because, like you're saying, you know, you have to play by the rules to get the system to work for you. And I'm not really like a rule follower. So that, I don't know if that would have worked for me.
You were more of an artist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are some of the other things that people use this for?
So one thing that's really interesting is there's a massage therapist in the Czech Republic who started using this with her clients in massage sessions. So she would have them come over and she would do a light 30-minute massage to get them relaxed. And then she would put this big piece of paper on the wall and it had a human outline in it. And she would have them draw a human outline.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Are you there? Julia? I can hear you. Julia? I'm wondering who is live. Should I call back in? Hello? Julia? Well, in case you can hear me, we will be back with you momentarily. She may be calling back in. Blog Talk Radio has issues all the time with dropping people.
Yes, so, I'm back.
Oh, okay, cool. I was
so
worried that
sorry.
They wouldn't be able to hear me too, so I was just trying to reassure people.
I'm hoping they kept hearing you, but I just got dropped.
Oh, no.
So I missed everything you said, but hopefully you went on with this discussion.
I tried. There
okay.
may be a little bit of room in there, but that's okay. It didn't last very long.
Well, I just want to let anyone who is listening know that you can call in and ask Rachel questions, and that call-in number is 929-477 3592. So if you have some questions for Rachel, please call in. So you were talking about the massage therapist when I got dropped.
Yeah, so she has a big piece of paper on the wall with a human outline on it, kind of, you know, just emphasizing that you're there for body therapy.
Body work.
Yeah, body work. And then she'll have the client draw in the parts of the body. So, again, using the intuitive way of the eyes closed and grabbing colors. And then they'll be able to discuss, like, what is going on in the body emotionally based on where the colors are on that outline. And so it's kind of like she calls it art massage. She basically invented something totally new with it, and it's just amazing how people are using this foundation of intuitive art in their own way. It's
That is cool. Do you ever use dream work?
I haven't yet, no, but that would be really fascinating, actually.
Yeah, I wonder how that could link into this. Well, anyway, and
you know, it's amazing.
Like,
yeah, whenever I talk to people about this, they always ask, like, "Have you used it with this?" And because it's so, you know, intuition is something that we're always trying to get better at. You know, the biggest business thinkers in the world, the biggest innovators and inventors always cite intuition as being the most important thing. And so everyone's always suggesting, you know, oh, do you do it with children? Do you do it in recovery? Do you do it with police investigations? Even I've had requests for that. So it's pretty cool how this can be applied to so many different industries. And we're getting there. We're actually going to partner with some hospice organizations so that there can be more ease and communication, like in final time of life, and even with the families, because it's really the caregivers and the families that also go through a lot at that time. So there's really room for this everywhere, I think.
Yes, it does seem like it. Wow. Okay, so you have a free class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
and
free class.
Can,
oh, go ahead.
And they can find that at?
Intuitiveart.com.
Okay.
Right underneath the header, you'll see the little button for your free class.
And you're the author of several books.
Yeah, and in fact, this fall, Intuitive Art, Learn the Language of Your Higher Self is going to be out. That's like the big book. The books I've authored so far are more like little activity books or smaller poetry books. And so we're really excited to have the big book out that'll have all the information in it.
Okay. And where can they get your books? Where can the listeners get your books?
They can go to Amazon.com and type in my name. Or if you get your free class, you'll be on my list, and so you can find out how to get it from there as well.
Okay, great. And that if you need to Google Rachel's name, it's spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L, and then Archelaus is A-R-C-H-E-L-A-U-S. Do you have anything else that you'd like to tell us before we sign off?
Well, I would just like to remind everyone to think of a time when your intuition was telling you to go in a direction and you followed it. So just try to remember, okay, my intuition told me to go for it and I did. And think about what happened. you know, it was probably pretty magical. It was probably, it had outcomes that you couldn't even foresee. And when we follow our intuition, normally we get these multidimensional results, right? That one action or one decision will really send us in a positive way in more than one area of our life. And so just remember that, because I think the more we remember that, the more interested we'll be in connecting more with our intuition on purpose and not just letting it come once in a while. So if you remember that and you do have a good memory of something that happened when you followed your intuition, then definitely check out Intuitive Art, because it'll help you really make it your ally you can go to whenever you want to. So that's all.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us. And I, for one, am going to go take your free class.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much
okay.
for having me. This was really fun.
Okay, thanks. We'll see you. I'll see you at your website.
Great. Bye.
Bye.